Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
You get your Ace Would Have Wanted It That Way t-shirts or hoodies. tjriggins.com/deals where you can find those. People are still sending us pictures when they get theirs in the mail or however they get them. Pony Express,
yeah,
whatever. Now, there's a mom that has done set the internets on fire. She posted a picture of some kids at a skating rink. And then the caption over the picture reads, "Recently attended a kid's birthday party. Turns out everyone had to pay their own entry tickets. No food, no drinks, not even cake, cupcakes, or whatever. Kids played, then left. Everyone still brought gifts. I tried to act normal, but honestly, what was that?"
Wow.
Now, that's not a traditional birthday party of 2025 for a kid. But I think it's so tacky of this mom to then go online and post that about this situation. Yes. It's so tacky. She could have just said to maybe her friends or whatever, or somebody that's close to her, "Can you believe that? I thought that was odd." But you don't post that and then try to embarrass the kid that whose mom threw the party, embarrass your kid who probably wouldn't want you, being Miss Gripe Gut in front of everybody. Ooh, your mom's the one that made fun of, Hannah's birthday party. I mean, come on.
Yeah, because maybe they didn't have the money and they wanted to give her a good birth. I mean, you don't know what someone's going through.
Right.
And
is it, are you going to somebody's little kid's birthday party because you want to get something? Yeah. You shouldn't be. You should be going because it's the kid's birthday and the kid wants his or her friends there to celebrate with them. And the tradition is to give them a gift. Now, I know that the tradition is also to have cake, a birthday cake, but they didn't.
Okay.
So,
is it really a birthday party without cake? A kid's birthday party with no cake? I don't know. Yeah. Did she do it on like her Facebook page or something, or did she do it anonymously?
No, it went viral.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks when you're just trying to be catty and then it goes viral.
Mm-hmm. But posting that to begin with is just
maybe
it's terrible.
Yeah,
people just gotta post every little thing.
Yeah, when my kids were little, if that would happen, I wouldn't have thought a thing about it. I would have said, "Oh well, they didn't even have cake." Actually, I would be thinking, "Thank God we didn't have to stay and wait on these kids to eat cake. It takes forever."
Yeah,
right. And then they have a sugar buzz, and what are we going to do with them then?
And maybe that if they would have had cake at the skating rink, they wouldn't have been able to skate as long as they did. Maybe the mom wanted them to keep skating, get their money's worth since they were paying for the skate tickets.
Yeah, wear them out.
Yeah.
Trashy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Skating rinks in general or this whole situation?
The woman posting it on social media is trashy.
Yeah.
And her kids should be taken away. No, I'm kidding.
That sounds fun, though. That's great.
Go skate with your friends.
Kids don't care.
Well, and she now I would, if I were the other mom and I found out about this, she posted this, I'd just go give her a gift back.
Yeah.
And tell her, her kid's ugly or something.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Listen or watch Extra Funny each weekday at the Media Center at tjriggins.com, sponsored by Wear Playground. Elevate your workout style effortlessly at tjriggins.com/deals with 20% off Wear Playground using code TJ.
Kinsho Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
People ask me a lot and have through my illustrious broadcast career, what would you do? What would you be doing if you had not gotten into radio? And then now that I've caught geriatrics, they say, what are you going to do when you retire? Well, I found the job that I want to do. I usually say pressure washing.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Peaceful solitude, not having to talk to anybody or sure. Make anybody like me. Cause that's what my job is now, basically making people like me.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
So they're looking for employees to be full-time, skippers at Loch Ness, taking people on tours. Ooh. Looking for the Loch Ness monster.
No way.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Where is that located?
Is it Ireland or Scotland? Scotland. They're the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it's Scotland.
You'd have to live there. So we got to make sure.
Yeah.
That's appropriate.
Yeah. And you know. I picture cold and kind of damp. I like the, I like the idea of you being a skipper for Loch Ness, but I think environmentally it's not going to work for your retirement.
Yeah. And if I went and lived in a place like Scotland, then I would be the exotic looking fellow.
Yeah, sure.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You see that guy who has light olive skin?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Who hates bagpipes. Yeah. I mean, this would never work. Now that
Where's his red hair?
Yeah.
I do hate bagpipes.
You hate bagpipes. It's rocky beaches. It's cloudy. Yep. You're not going
to. Golf.
Golf.
Nothing but golf.
Yeah.
Or all those things, Ireland.
You know what?
It's all the same.
Yeah. And the food. We need to know about the. I don't
the
think
food's
know,
not the good. Food. The
yeah. No. Not good. No. Unless they can move Loch Ness to, like, I don't know, to Destin.
Or yeah. move Loch Ness to the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
See if we can get old Nessie to pack up and move down there.
Here, Nessie. Yeah.
Maybe I could just get a job as one of those little water taxi things in the Virgin Islands. That might be good.
That'd
in
be
the
cool.
U.S. Virgin Islands. But then I'd have to, well, this I would have to be dealing with people too.
Yeah, but
then I'd have to be saying, look at, you know, and giving out statistics about the Loch Ness monster. No, you're right. This is terrible.
The fat tourists.
This is a terrible idea.
I see you as a skipper, though. I see you just doing the work on the boat.
Because I love boats.
Yeah, I think that's a good fit. Just we need to find a better place for you to skip at.
You know, you'd think maybe.
Or whatever they call it.
Maybe those boats at Disney World to take people from the boardwalk to Epcot or whatever.
There we go.
But I'm not working for Disney. Oh, true. Disney would not hire me, for one thing.
No, that's probably true.
They would not hire a conservative of my stature.
Yeah.
You know? Oh.
Once they start looking at our YouTube videos, yeah. They're like, what did he say about Snow White? Said it was the downfall of our society, sir.
Oh my God.
How many times did he say we were driven by Marxist principles?
Oh no!
And that Walt Disney was rolling over in his grave because he was an actual patriot. Yeah,
maybe not.
So I guess it's back to pressure washing.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
TJ and Riggins want to introduce you to the term new radio. Marketing and advertising of old was with just one media. New radio is all of them. In addition to radio, it's podcast, video, streaming, social media, and many more, all to get your potential customers when and how they listen and watch the TJ and Riggins Show. New radio is your new marketing, advertising, and influencing dream option. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. The future of advertising is here. tjriggins.com/explosion.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Adidas, one of the top trending topics today. They announced yesterday during an earnings call that they have sold off their last pair of Yeezys. Mm-hmm. Kanye West's collaboration with Adidas that reportedly earned him over $1 billion. I think the deal was until they canceled it. But yeah, Yeezys, there for like a 3-4 year period, Yeezys were the shoe to have. Everybody was wearing Yeezys.
I know. They were always so ugly. Every design of them was terrible.
Very polarizing. People either had to have them or everybody was like, what is that thing? That barely looks like a shoe. Some of them.
Yeah.
Didn't our friend Cubby have some Yeezys?
Yeah.
I think he did.
He got some Yeezys. But then
I never had Yeezys.
You didn't? The sneaker kind?
No.
Because then they made like these slip-on slippers that were made of foam. It was just a lot of interesting designs. But they say they've sold off their last pair of Yeezys. So
I'm into cute fashion. You know?
Into cute fashion.
Not big clunky.
Not like the rest of you. Like ugly fashion.
Minions.
So Adidas trending today. Casey Anthony returned to social media earlier this week, announcing herself as an LGBTQ advocate, a women's rights advocate. Well, you know who is more upset than anyone about this? Nancy Grace. The tot mom is back at it. She spent a lot of her career just tearing into Casey Anthony. She's a legal
analyst.
You know Nancy Grace, mm-hmm. big loudmouth, but yeah, she hates Casey Anthony, and she's been making all the media tours telling everybody how bad Casey Anthony is.
Yeah. I just don't know how someone would, I know you were found not guilty or you were acquitted or whatever, but even at that, you're still going to come out in the public eye after all these years and say, this is me. I guess she figures even with bad attention, she's going to make money off of hits and all of that stuff.
You want to get into her head, like, what are you thinking? Like,
I can't stand her.
Yeah,
I think she's guilty. I think she's been guilty. Put me on that jury. I've done a lot of deep dives.
A lot of people think the jury did not come to the right conclusion in that case. But it's just like, what are you thinking? Why don't you just, you're out of jail. You don't have to do this. But maybe she does. Maybe she does need the money.
She's broke. Mm-hmm. You know it.
You think?
She wouldn't be coming back like this, you know?
Yeah, very possibly. Speaking of weirdness, David Duchovny is going to host a history series on real-life X-Files. So he's really going to do some. Where has David Duchovny been these last few years?
Hasn't he? I don't know. When did that Red Shoe Diaries show go off Showtime?
Oh, I didn't follow that one.
10 years ago, maybe?
Was that
one of his shows, yeah. I think he was producer of it. Or maybe his wife produced it and he was in. I don't remember, but.
The last thing I remember about David Duchovny was that he went to rehab because he was.
A sex addict. Right?
A sex addict, allegedly. That was the story anyway.
I think his wife is so cute, though. Taya Leone.
Taya Leone, yeah. Yeah, she's cute, mm-hmm. for sure.
And he's funny. He's a dry wit funny.
Is he really?
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's thrilled to have a series. I'm sure that's easy work for him. So back in the news today.
And here's the shock for you. I've never seen the X-Files show.
No, that is not all a shock.
About hunting Martians or something.
Yeah, it was. About hunting them ETs out there. I've got some really exciting news for one member of the show, his name being TJ. It's coming up now.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Make sure you don't miss the TJ and Riggins Show every day, every weekday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube, or TJRiggins.com. You can watch it or listen to it. We got both options for you, and it's all free. So check it out at TJ Riggins Show. Great news for TJ. Great news for TJ.
I need it, brother.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has once again renewed their calls for people to start hunting and eating. Can you guess it?
What? Nutria?
That is correct.
Okay, yeah.
They are encouraging people to hunt down and kill and eat nutria. And why is that good news for TJ? Well, if you aren't familiar with a nutria, why don't you describe what it is?
It's a muskrat. It basically is what it is. It's a giant muskrat.
They can grow 2 feet in length. They are known for their bright orange teeth. Mm-hmm. They kind of look like gross beavers.
People in South Louisiana have been eating them for years, and they'll take over waterways and things like that. They'll do so much damage to the environment that you have to kill them. And there were times in certain years when the population would be so huge, they would have these towns come and organize hunts at night or whenever. And all these families would show up and you just go kill as many as you can kill.
Yeah. Lindsay, I want you to, on your phone, look up what a nutria looks like. I want you to see it.
Ew. Those teeth.
Really bright orange teeth.
Well, in Louisiana, we call them Nutri-Rats is what they're called.
Nutri-Rats.
They
can have 27 offspring per year. They have no natural predators. Mm-hmm. They don't build dams, so they're causing problems. And they say they're even a danger to your pets.
Yeah, they just eat and eat and eat.
So I guess they think it might attack your dog or your cat, which would be vile.
Yeah, they're an invasive species.
But it is not confined to Louisiana. Texas has a problem with an infestation. Oregon, California, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, mm-hmm. Alabama, New York, you know, it's really all over the country. Highest concentration, though, is in the Louisiana area.
Mm-hmm.
Some photos are kind of cute.
I guess.
But I've never eaten one.
Oh, never?
No, I've never eaten.
Well,
that's kind of a swamp person thing.
Yeah.
South Louisiana.
They are touting the taste and some possible recipes you can try. And they said it really is good in gumbo.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to eating it. It's just that we didn't grow up eating Nutri, because we didn't have as many as they have in South Louisiana in the swampy areas.
Yeah.
Where I grew up in North Louisiana.
They said it was first introduced in California and people were wearing them, the furs as coats and hats and things like that. Mm. But
it's not like a mink.
I mean, it doesn't look like it would be so wiry. Luxurious. It looks a little wiry and gross. And those big orange teeth. But You're not opposed to trying it, I guess, is my question.
No, if it not
was,
at all.
If it was brought to you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, would you try some new, now that you know what it looks like, would you try it in a dish?
No, you know good and damn well I'm not trying that.
Fair enough.
But I love squirrel.
You love it?
Yeah, I love it. Love it. Mm-hmm. So why would I not eat that?
I don't know.
Same family.
It looks the same.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Okay, Lindsay, I have a hypothetical for you here. And then other ladies can play along as well. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. There's a man in Florida who was arrested. His name's not Jaden, not Jalen, but Jathan. Jathan Gilder was arrested because he stole $770,000 worth of diamonds.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
That's the charge. Now, it was I think two pairs of earrings. We're talking big diamonds here. Two pairs of earrings that would equal that much. When he was about to be arrested, the police say that he swallowed them. So, Lindsay, mm-hmm. if they told you, you can have whatever you find. You can have these diamonds, but you're going to have to, you know, monitor and hunt through his waist.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No, I wouldn't do it. I can't do it.
Almost $800,000 worth of diamonds?
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
You would, Reagan?
I would do it for half of that.
Wait, you would go through someone's feces
for $350,000? 100%. I do it for
I would do it for a Sonic burger.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
A free Sonic burger and a stay at the Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
What,
good for you?
It would be terrible. It'd be a horrible experience, but
you know, those are some rocks.
Anything other than someone's feces. I could do throw up.
Yeah. It has to come out that way. I mean, because they're monitoring him to recover that evidence.
Yeah,
somebody in the police is going to have to do that, and they're not even going to get to keep the evidence.
Exactly.
That's a tough gig. Tough gig. Yeah.
But I mean, you wouldn't have to do it with your hands. I mean, you could use an instrument or something.
Like a guitar or something?
Yeah.
It's the fact that you're looking at it and sifting through it and smelling it and seeing it. And
well, you could wear a mask. All right.
I don't know.
Talk about a snob. Am I right, Riggins?
Yeah, absolutely. Ugh.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Riggins, you're Catholic, in case you didn't know. So, you're Catholic. So, what is the rule? Is it that Catholics don't eat meat on Fridays all year round? You're not supposed to eat meat?
Yeah, my family never ate meat on Fridays, but okay. A lot of Catholics just do it during Lent.
Right, okay. So, that's why they always come out with fish sandwiches at fast food places and all for the Catholics and, you know, whatever. Yes. Well, they've done a survey and they said that the best fast food fish sandwich, and y'all know I love a fish sandwich. Love them. Mm-hmm. They said that Burger King's Fiery Big Fish is the best fish sandwich. Mm. It can't be better than Bojangles, the Bojangler.
Yeah, right. I mean,
that thing is good. If you don't have a Bojangles in your area where you listen to and watch the show, it's a Cajun fried chicken themed place, kind of like Popeyes, but they have a fish sandwich called the Bojangler, and it is incredible.
I've never had it. I need to try it.
Arby's has a good fish sandwich.
I've heard that. I've heard
really?
That Arby's got a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard Popeyes has a good one too.
Yeah, and Popeyes didn't even make the top list here.
Really?
Mm-mm. Of the this thing. But then the article, though, is it posts pictures that are amateur pictures of the food, and they look disgusting. All of them look disgusting. I'm trying to see where they put the filet of fish at number 7.
That's a good one, but I feel like that the McDonald's fish filet of fish should be in its own category.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that? Just because
it's like a utility fish sandwich. It's not going to be better than the Bojangler or the Popeyes one, but it's good.
And they have it on the menu all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
It's not a special, you know, kind of thing. Burger King's fish sandwich used to be called the Whaler.
The Whaler?
The Whaler, yeah. It was huge.
Was it really?
Yeah.
This ain't no regular fish. This is a whale.
It was a whaler. And somebody, you know, nobody ever said, hey, whales aren't fish.
Yeah.
Maybe they did finally. And that's why now they have the fiery fish, big fish sandwich.
I guarantee that's not the best fast food fish sandwich. I just guarantee, I know it. I don't even have to taste it. I know it's not the best.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Can't be. Can't be. But I will try it if I need to prove it.
Sure. I can hear your mouth watering as you're talking about these fish.
I mean, I think I probably would rather have a fish sandwich than a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them much. I love them that much.
That's a hot take.
I know. Maybe fish sandwich over Taco Bell even sometimes. Yeah. All right, I'm just getting the fever's talking now.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Might be very exciting to the millennials and Gen Zers. Mountain Dew announced yesterday that they have a new flavor of Baja Blast coming to Taco Bell. Mm. It is called Baja Midnight. Baja Blast Midnight, the newest flavor in the Baja Blast legacy. They said it's a traditional Mountain Dew mixed with flavors of passion fruit and people say it tastes like summer. It's citrus, it's orange, it's passion fruit, it's guava. Mm. So it is like a bright purple, but it is available at Taco Bell this summer.
Will they do it in a freeze, a Baja Blast freeze?
I believe so. When they unveiled it, they also showed them mixing the new Baja Blast with different kinds of spirits.
Yeah.
To make cocktails.
Ugh.
A Mountain Dew cocktail?
Like it's just a pound of sugar with your vodka.
Yeah, a pound of sugar mixed with syrup.
Yeah.
With corn syrup.
Yeah. And, but they even show them pouring it down an ice luge that's shaped like a cheesy gordita crunch.
Oh, now that.
People are just putting their mouths down there and letting the Mountain Dew Baja Blast Midnight Blast hit their mouth like that. So it's quite a scene over there.
Rob would do that in a second.
Very possibly.
But, you know, they have a Peeps flavored icy that's popping up all over the, you know, in different convenience stores around.
Yeah.
So Peeps flavored icies, I guess a marshmallow tasting icy.
If you like Peeps, I guess it's great. And Lindsay, you like Peeps, don't you?
I like the texture of Peeps. I wouldn't flavor anything else that flavor.
Yeah.
I like the texture. It's like. I like weird textures in my mouth. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Not to be weird.
Not weird.
Too late.
Sorry.
There's an update in the Gene Hackman investigation. Apparently, the police misidentified the dog that was inside the kennel in the home that was that had passed away. They originally identified it as their beloved German Shepherd, but it wasn't a German Shepherd at all. It's a Kelpie mix. And they said the wife of Gene Hackman was loyal to this dog. She did agility classes with this dog. So something happened there early on that led them to announce the wrong dog.
Does that breed look like a German Shepherd?
I didn't look it up. I had never heard of it. A Kelpie. Mm. K-E-L-P-I-E.
Because if not, those have to be the worst detectives in the world.
That's a German Shepherd, I mean, right there.
If it looks like a Chihuahua and you call it a German Shepherd. So surely it's similar to a German Shepherd.
What's that thing?
It's gotta be.
That's a Frenchie. Sir.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
The people at thetakeout.com, which is a food website, that said this is the most overrated appetizer you can get. This is the one appetizer you should never order in a restaurant. Any guesses? It's pretty common.
Mozzarella sticks.
No.
Calamari.
No, but also good answer. Shrimp cocktail. Hmm. They said it's so overpriced.
I can see that.
Based on what you get.
Yeah.
That it just doesn't make it worth it. They said the average price in America of a shrimp cocktail in most restaurants is $30. They said that typically consists of only five or six shrimp and cocktail sauce. Yeah. They said you're really just paying for, you know, the cooked shrimp and the sauce. So they said just maybe stick to something else.
Especially when you can go to like a grocery store that's a, you know, higher end, like a big supermarket, and get boiled shrimp trays. In there.
That's exactly what they said. Mm-hmm. They said, if you go to a grocery store, you'll see why you're overpaying for shrimp cocktail at a restaurant. They said, they did point out though, it's just not as popular as it was in the 70s. They said in the 70s, it represented upper class and luxury and things like that. Today, maybe not as much.
Yeah. Once they started selling it in the grocery stores with an expiration date of 3 months down the road. Right. You ever notice that? How long those shrimp last?
Not much of a commodity, I guess, as much. What is the most overrated appetizer in y'all's opinion?
I think the ahi tuna.
Ahi tuna?
Yeah. Oh, see, I love that.
I think a lot of women do.
They do.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you. I don't think it's that good.
Ahi tuna and... it's like a typical appetizer.
I think artichoke spinach dip. People get, I mean, it's got to be really good.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. I love spinach dip.
We posted this on social media at TJ Riggins Show. What is the most overrated appetizer in your opinion? Spinach and artichoke dip comes up a lot, but the number one answer, buffalo chicken dip. People point out it's come out of nowhere. It's at every party. Mm. It's not that good. And that came in as number one. Number two, interestingly, mozzarella sticks. And people's main complaint about those is that you have to eat them so quick or else they get cold. Yeah. But my thinking is, how long do mozzarella sticks last at your table? Mine aren't around.
Just dive in. You're supposed to eat them.
Go.
Yeah.
We still got a whole dinner.
Stop talking.
Exactly. calamari comes up a lot. Another one of the top answers on our Facebook page at TJ Riggins Show is the charcuterie board. Mm. Although... Mm-hmm. Is that an appetizer? Oh, does that qualify as an appetizer? It's on a board.
I guess at somebody's house it would, but...
Yeah.
I mean, fancy restaurants have it, you know.
Maybe. Chips and salsa, the least popular option. Yeah, everybody seems to love it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.